Hello there, this is Terry Denise, a Lansing Community College student and your host of Ripper, an LCC Connect podcast where I interview others and ask about their unique efforts and connections in, around, and beyond the community of Michigan's capital city. Hello, how is it going? This is Terry Denise, and this is Ripper. I am so excited today because it's raining. And it's school time, which makes me think of a song by a band called Garbage. I'm only happy when it rains. Oh, I love that song. It takes me back actually to the same time of year back when that song came out. Dating myself definitely on this one, but I'm pretty sure that song came out when I was in about eighth grade. So we're talking definitely the 90s there. It was such a... Shirley Manson, lead singer for the band Garbage. That band was also, you know, run by Butch Vig, by the way, who is a great producer of music. Did so on, this small band, if anybody knows, from like the northwest part of the United States of America called Nirvana and stuff. You know, like he totally lent out his ear on that, among so many other absolutely great pieces of music ever. Anyway, that band, who had already had a great hit song by then that was played on MTV and the radio all over the place, which was A Stupid Girl. And what was the other? Queer. That was the song. Queer, sung by Shirley Manson. That song was a hit. That song is still a hit. But the follow-up to all of this amazing music that they had already put out and everything like that, the song, I'm Only Happy When It Rains. When it rains. Only happy when it rains. It was one of those moments as only a preteen to teenage person with everything that could be, I guess, considered culturally popular or anything like that, just to be able to go like, there's a song called Only Happy When It Rains, and there's a woman singing it, and she is ecstatic about letting you know in the most brash way as possible, but also singing her butt off while she's telling you exactly what's going on. Feeling it from the inside. I'm letting you know. I like it when it's dreary out. Ha. You okay with that? I don't care if you're not okay with that. Because this is about me. So many of my friends and I were definitely singing that in the bathroom while we were putting our Wet n Wild makeup on. For sure. So we resonated with a lot of this music. There was so much going on at the time with a lot of forward women music. We had, Sarah McLachlan, who came too with the Lilith Fair, which was a festival specifically showcasing female-fronted acts. Tracy Chapman was definitely on. Paula Cole was in the Lilith Fair. Just a lot of great, great songwriters, musicians. I believe Indigo Girls? Melissa Etheridge might have also been. I think if she weren't, she was still already her own forefront of everything that she was doing. I can't remember if she was actually on the Lilith Fair. She might have been just on her own tour at the time. But regardless, definitely supported by Melissa Etheridge. In any case, this specific song, I'm Only Happy When It Rains, just brings back a specific smell, a specific memory, and I could even say a specific classroom when I think of that song, and then it just puts me into this headstrong, like, focus. There's a certain focus that I get when I hear that song, when I sing that song or something like that, when all of a sudden it starts raining or something out, and there's just... The musicianship that also went through into that music, it stands for its own time, its own essence, and then it's unlimited in its resonation, therefore after. the special sounds that happen. Garbage itself is such a great, amazing band. Shirley Manson she's Scottish. Scottish singer, fronting an American band, by the way. So there's that. She's also a redhead, which the other huge girl-fronted musical group that was coming around at the same time were the Spice Girls, which also had another redheaded singer in that band. There was a lot of, like, amazing women that are just out there doing their thing and going, like, also with the Spice Girls, the fact that, like, the mixture of different looks, the different kind of, their characters that they formed to put on these shows. These were women, by the way. These weren't pop singers that started out on you know, kid access shows and network planning and everything like that. They weren't built to be anything specific at a time. They weren't, like, put through a conveyor belt. They were making their own thing. Even though, you know, some of the groups were, like, kind of put together, but you still had to, like, go through a auditioning process. In fact, there is a whole documentary on this. You can watch the Spice Girls and the documentary and the behind the scenes on how they got together as a band. as a technical girl group is what they call, because women group sounds kind of weird. It does sound weird. It doesn't just fly off your tongue. It's a women's group. Yeah, okay, cool. Girl group. All right, cool. You know, you have the alliteration there going. Alliteration, not illiteration. You have the alliteration. You have the two G's right in the row there. That sounds good. The fact that there's so many different types of people that were on the stage and everything, like a Scary Spice. You had Mel B, who was Scary Spice. You had Mel C, Sporty Spice. You have Jerry Halliwell, who is Ginger Spice. And the only reason I brought that up is because she, you know, she's got the red hair. So she herself took the funny approach to that, the very, like, tongue-in-cheek approach. And it's like, you know what? I got called a ginger my entire life. Now I'm Ginger Spice and making billions of dollars. Bank. I laugh now. I laugh now. Then you had Baby Spice and Posh Spice, which, you know, Victoria and what was Baby Spice's name? What's Baby Spice's name? I'll come back to that in a second. But the fact that, like, there were so many women-fronted efforts going on, and it wasn't this, like, it wasn't a, we're gonna ask for this. It was the fact that it was just like, you know what, I'm tired of asking. Emma Button, that was Baby Spice's name. It's not the fact that people were asking. They're just like, you know what, I'm tired of any of the obstacles that are getting in the way, and I'm just gonna actually do it. I'm gonna figure this out. I'm gonna put on my shows, and that's what we're doing here. Or I'm gonna answer this ad or something like that. Or I'm gonna go and audition for this band. I don't care anymore. You know, maybe is this gonna work out? You know what? I'll put some effort into it. If it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. I'm gonna do my own thing regardless. That's where that comes from, the punk DIY, do it yourself ethic, which, you know, traveled on into the Riot Girl scene also, you know, Bikini Kill. All these women-fronted efforts. It's such a great thing. Anyway, coming back to the Garbage, Only Happy When It Rains, Shirley Manson. This very rock, gothic, but also electronically, like, there's definitely some electronic music in Garbage. They had, like, a live drummer, but also there were samples and different kinds of beats that were put through like drum machines and efforts of that type to create this original, very timeless sound. It's amazing. From the Only Happy When It Rains, there is a sound that is such a, you don't think of it. It's a subconscious sound that the song starts out with. It's a toot. And you're like, oh, okay, I know what this song is. I already know what it is before it starts, and you get really excited. And you're like, all right, I'm about to hear my song. I'm about to hear All My Happy One Rings, and I'm about to sing out loud, and I don't care who hears me. Pour your misery down on me. The sound that you're hearing, it's a subconscious sound that sounds like a pitter-patter. It sounds like rain on a rooftop. It's so clever. What a clever thing to do with music right there. I, of course, can cite Shirley Manson as a great influence upon my life and being very much more confident in being able to see and hear and think of music in a completely different way. And so many of the women that I've listened to, including my own mother, have brought forth that type of awareness. It's resounding. It is effective. I personally appreciate where a person's, I guess, when they are going through whatever they're going through at the time, they sit down, they've written about it, they're rewriting it, they're revising it, go on to later talk about what was, you know, during an interview and go on, well, what were you thinking about when this was going on? And I love how there's the real story that a person's keeping in their mind. But then there's the like, oh, well, okay, I'm going to friendly tell you this other part of the story that you can just gather together for our little segment for the interview and your journalism right here. There's always another thing going on. If you listen to interviews with Bjork is very, very honest about how she's approaching her music and her creations and why she was hooking up with this DJ at the time and that DJ at the time, or when she was in Kukul back in the day and how coming into Sugar Cubes and just the many, many different ways in which a person has expressed themselves and whatnot, especially through music and art, and what they were really going through behind the scenes becomes such a thing that it is already in the music, so that you're not even talking about it during the interview. It's not this like, well, there was this time where some male executive approached me and said that, you know, you would do better if you just wore this particular outfit for, you know, this stage performance here, and, you know, it'll look a lot better, and I really think that that'll be, you know, you can make a lot more money if you do things this way. And people just going like, I don't even have to say this thing on air anymore. I don't have to actually even say who it was that told me to do anything in any particular way. I don't even have to let anybody know this because I'm just going to put it into the soul of the music. It's just within me. It's while I walk. It's while I get up and wake up in the morning. There's always something else going on. There's this way, though, that a person can react and can handle what and how, especially if you're a creative person, and you know what? You're creative no matter what you're doing. You're a creative person. If you are a person that is, if you're the person at the crosswalk that's helping that's literally hired to help kids safely get to school, you put creativity into that every single day. Everybody is a creative. If your area for creation is definitely out there in the arts and whatnot, and in music and whatnot, then your scene is, it's going to primarily be, you know, you have to focus a bit on how you're going to present yourself. And if you don't want to present yourself the way that somebody says that you should, then you got to work with what you got. If somebody puts a limit to how you want to present yourself, then you have to work around. If you want to still work with those entities, I guess. So some people are just like, you know, like some Sarah McLachlan are just like, you know what? I don't even know. I'm tired of whatever, you know, run around I'm getting here, and I'm just going to create my own thing, and we're going to put this on, and that's about it. So instead of listening and paying attention to, well, we got the sponsors over here that are going to do this and everything like that, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours and all this. And it's just like, no, I want these people to be able to showcase themselves in the way in which they want to be showcased. This isn't about you. This is about people wanting to express themselves the way that they have literally been blessed with, the way in which they can approach this effort and how they can express themselves. Why would they want to limit themselves in that? So we're going to stop with this limitation area over here, and we're going to happily put on our shows instead of having to, you know, I guess kowtow along any kind of lines. We're done with it. There's original music. There's original efforts. There's, you know, I'm only happy when it rains. There's an attitude. And it's how one, it's not a bad attitude. It's just, you know, it's a response. It's a reaction to how hard it's been for a lot of people, especially women, to be able to voice ourselves. And I am one of those. I can tell you, I don't know how many times and groups I've been in, and bands, and just a lot of different ways in which I've had to limit myself, and I've had to apologize and feel, and not even feel like, but have been forced to apologize for something that I should never have apologized for. And I had to take that back in my own way and go like, you know what? I don't apologize. 15 years later, I'm retracting that because nobody needed that. That was a way for a person to make themselves, insert themselves into my talent. And nobody should be doing that. You should not be doing that. I forward that to anybody out there that may need to hear that. If you only feel happy when it rains, then that's your own thing. And there's plenty to back you up about it. It's not being, it's defining, like, you know what? I'm going to love this, the darkness, the light that it has is being obscured right now. I'm going to appreciate that, in fact. And I'm going to appreciate this cold, wet thing falling down because I do like the sound of the pitter-patter. There's a beat in that pitter-patter, in fact. And I'm going to go with that. And the smell is amazing, by the way, as well. And what happens when the rain is done? Things grow. Things grow out of this state. There's a beautiful thing that comes up out of the ground out of this. Wash it off, wash it away, wash whatever needs to be washed away, because something else better is coming through. Let me tell you. With that, in originality, I was watching this, Jennifer Hudson has her own show right now. She has a talk show. Jennifer Hudson was a winner of American Idol. And Mariah Carey was one of her special guests on the show. I'm a big fan of Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey was talking about Prince and how there was almost a project that got out there between her and Prince before Prince passed away. I'm a big fan of Prince as well. And she was talking about how she wanted to use a sample from one of Prince's songs. And Prince was like, you know what, why don't, it's not that I don't like the fact that you're coming to me about this. I'm paraphrasing here. But I appreciate when a person is just making their own music. So show me what you got, you know, let's come too. Let's maybe there's an original song that we can put together and everything like that. And she was like, I was so nervous because it's Prince. And so there was something that they were working on, but it just never got a chance to, I guess, be fulfilled 100%. But I was thinking about that. And I was thinking about the sample that Mariah Carey wanted to use. And I'm wondering about that sample because I started to think about other samples that people used of Prince's. And I was like, man, Prince did allow there was a sample out there somewhere that I remember specifically hearing, and I just realized it today what that was. And it was MC Hammer's Pray. And I don't know, I haven't heard that song in many years, but for whatever reason, it just came to me, and it was When Doves Cry. That sample was used in MC Hammer's song called Pray back in, what was it, 1990-something, 91, 90, 1992, somewhere around there. And that song was huge. But I didn't realize, it's great that that sample got used. And I know specifically why Prince was like, no, you can use that particular sample because the song was titled Pray. And if you're a big Prince fan like I am, you understand Prince was very... He wanted specifically to, if he was going to allow anybody to use his music, it was going to have to be for a specific reason. And more than so, it was going to be more in the vein of a spiritual connection for him and a spiritually positive effort. So, you know, people say pray, but also the same thing is meditation, putting your affirmations out there, just asking for things and being thankful and showing graciousness and generosity and reflecting in appreciations. So you can take it however you want. You know, people have their different ways of expressing themselves and saying those things. But for the song, that was Pray for MC Hammer and Prince. I know for a fact that that was most likely why that song got released with that sample. So I appreciate collaborations and Prince's Purple Rain. So also another person that I appreciated the rain was Prince. So we got a lot of rain connection, a lot of rainy day connections going on there, which I appreciate. So I actually was thinking about more collaborations or just more inspired things that I personally wanted to hear. Going along again with Mariah Carey, I had actually put out there as a one can say a prayer, but it was more of a like an ask that I put out there before online somewhere a long time ago. And I was like, Mariah Carey and Mike Patton need to collaborate. And I really want this to happen at some point in my lifetime and in their lifetime. And I think that those two could riff off each other so well. If that ever happens, I think it would. I think world peace would happen. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what would happen, but I think it would be an amazing thing, an event. But I also put out there that Zendaya should play Ronnie Spector if there's ever a movie made about Ronnie Spector's life and the Ronettes. Ronnie Spector being originally her birth name, Veronica Yvette Greenfield. They're out of, she was also known as the bad girl of rock and roll. And I got a chance to see Miss Ronnie Spector at L Club, December 18th, 2018. L Club is in Detroit for one of her holiday specials that she came to. And she is one of the most gorgeous beings that has ever caressed this earth. Also with her voicing. When she was in the Ronettes with her cousin and sisters, they had songs called Baby I Love You, Be My Baby, and Walking in the Rain, which I actually covered in one of the bands that I was in along with Katie Rivette called the Omophobes. We would cover Walking in the Rain when we would sing that. It would just bring great joy to our lives and to other people that would watch what we were doing. And with that, it's just this girl forward, rock forward, musical forward efforts that were being made. And Zendaya, I guess, has been, somebody out there must have seen my post because Zendaya has actually been tagged to come out in some kind of biopic with her playing Ronnie Spector. So I am appreciative of that happening and have nothing but well wishes for a hopeful Mariah Carey, Mike Patton collaboration in this time on this earth. That would be an amazing thing. With that, in this biopic also, by the way, if there is an Eddie Money personnel in there, I think that Andrew WK should play Eddie Money. I'm just putting that out there as well. So with that, women forward, I am proud of the Rainey efforts and loving and cherishing being a person that loves when that misery falls down, because out of that misery comes a functional being that is like, you know what, get out of my way. Get out of my way. Here, splash it. Splash it away. And here comes some more great efforts out of that splash. Oh, that's another one. The last splash. The little breeders. Love the women. All right. I will have some efforts coming out soon myself, but only happy when it rains. We are definitely happy when it rains today. I am definitely happy when it rains. This has been Terry Denise on Ripper, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in to Ripper. You can find more about this and other LCC Connect podcasts at lccconnect.com.